is haget. Ubailas maimer. Eze mehem koidemus. In a case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, so both of his wives fall to you liyibam now. And lamaisa, what you did is, to one of the wives you gave a get. Midiraisa, it means nothing, but midirabonin, the get is something, that now lamaisa is like a little bit of a chalitza, so you're not allowed to be miyabim her anymore, she's also too few to be miyabim, but you have, what you have to do is you have to give a chalitza. Now the other wife, from the same brother, but maimer, you made maimer, you made a kedusha midirabonin in her. And now lamaisa, what you want to do is you don't want to be miyabim, you don't want to be miyabim her, you want to give a chalitza. So again, your brother had two wives. So now, really, if you give chalitza to one of the two wives, it frees both of the wives. So according to Shmuel now, his klal was, that's true if the chalitza is a good chalitza. Means if you wanted to, you could have did the mitzvah yibum. So she's mamash, a real yivama. Now if you give the chalitza, it frees her and the other wife also. If the both wives were to the same brother, if you make chalitza to one of them, it frees the other one. But Shmuel was mechadish. Let's say one of the chalitzes is not so good, in a case where you couldn't have been miyabim her, that's called the chalitza psula. So even though midiraisa the chalitza helps and it frees her, but such a chalitza doesn't help to free the tzara. So in this case now, these two, your brother had two wives, and what you did to them now was one you gave a get to, one you gave a maimer. And now you want to give the chalitza. So which one is the better one to give chalitza to say that the chalitza on this one would free the other one also? One svar is the baila saget adifa. One svar is the lady that you gave a get to, give her the chalitza. Why? Mishum diyascho baba chalitza. Because that you gave her a get right away, like midirabonin, that's a little bit like a chalitza. Like midiraisa, you give your yavam a get, that means nothing. Because get is only if you married her. You didn't marry her yet. You have to give a chalitza. Midirabonin, though, a get is like you started chalitza. So since you started chalitza, it's a svar, give her the chalitza. That's a better chalitza by her. I don't know, maybe no. I'll tell you, Bailas Maimer Adifa. There's more of a Svara, the other wife, that since you gave her Maimer already, it's a Svara to give her the Chalitza. Why? Mishum the Kareivul Abiyah. Since you made Maimer Kedushim with her, like you started to do the Mitzvah Yibum, she's carved to you Labiyah already. So that's the biggest Svara, like she's close to you, as if to say the Mitzvah is with her. So therefore, finish off the Mitzvah and do Chalitza with her. That's called the better Chalitza. The question is, which one of your brother's wife should you finish off to give chalitza? Which one of the better chalitza that would free the other ones? Some Rav Asher, Rav Asher said, "This Toshim are coming here." We'll have laid also Daf Nun Aleph that a Moedi Rav Gamliel or Gamliel holds that Sheyech Get Acha Maimer or Maimer Acha Get. There's such a case that says again, if you gave you Yavam or Get, you could give her a Maimer also. Who then is the case that first you gave you Yavam or Maimer and then you give her a Get? It both happen. Rashi says, "Omaydi Ram Gamliel, the Yomala Kamon Perakei, ain't get acha get. If you give a get once, you can't give a second get to your Yivama. Of a Moydu, sheyesh get acha maimer. Kugoyin, what's the case? Beis Yivamos, may ach echad. Your brother had two wives and your brother died. The Yosa Maimer Bezu. Now the brother that's alive, he made maimer, he made Kedushin with Rabbanim with one of them. The Yachakach Nosan get Lezu. Then he gave the get to the second one. So locher is like this, Mahani get, the second get helps. Lif Solari Shaina Love. That now, since he gave get to the second one, it's like he started to give chalitza. Once you started to give chalitza, you can't be miyabim any of them. So it's also for you now to finish off the first one. Even though you gave maimah to the first one, you can't finish it off and make yibim now. Mishum la yivna. Because once you gave the other one a get, it's like you started chalitza with rabbanan, you can't finish it. Well, that's the b'krei v'shniya. So Akopan, that's Reb Gamliel's Chiddush, that even though you gave one a Maimer, you can give the next one a get. The same with the other way. If you gave one a get, you can give the other one a Maimer. One goes after the other. So what do we see from here? The Gemara says like this. Now, e get odif, if you want to say a get has more of a chshivus, is more stronger. If so, if you gave get to one of the Yavamos, the Lahani Maimer Abasrei. So that's a stronger thing. You got your tie stronger with her. You start a chalitza, so if you make maimer in the second one, it shouldn't tichal at all. The maimer is not worth anything if the get is more stronger. And the other way also, elamiv maimer odif, you want to say maimer is stronger than a get. So even though you gave the first one a get, you could make maimer in the second one, because maimer is stronger. If so, lelahani get abasrei. If you gave the first one of your brother's wives maimer, that's a strong tie to her,
and he gave her maimer like she, it's miyuchid, you're going to be with her, and the other one like is free already, come out. So then you give the second one a get, it should mean nothing. It should not ask you on the first one, if the maimer is stronger. And we see when Will holds no, the get does ask her. So what do you see? Elo lav shmamino ki adodi ninu shmamino. That here you see that maimer and get have the same power. You have ties to both of them. So therefore, in such a case like this, we have the bialas of get and bialas of maimer. One is not better than the other. So who are the lochrish? You have to give both of them chalitza then. Since one is not stronger than the other one, they're both shovel, you'd have to give chalitza to both. The Rashi says, ki hadodin inu, v'tishit boyin she'achas, oh no, Rashi is alert, she'achas pateras chaverto, v'yachas leja she'irtza she'chalitza shtein grua. No, Rashi is not with that. You don't have to give both of them. Rashi says, since both of the chalitzas are equally bad, so when they're equally bad, then you just have to give one. When does Shmuel say that one does not free the other one? If one had a stronger within chalitza, and the second one had a lesser within chalitza, then if you give the less one chalitza psula, that does not help for the better chalitza. But over here, that both of them, again, your brother had two wives, and when he died, you went ahead the same brother now and made maimer with one, and gave a get to another one. So he has his ties with both of them. So lemaisa, they're both, he has to give chalitza to both of them. So lemaisa is, which one pierced part of the other one, it doesn't make a difference. Any one you give chalitza to would help for the other one also. Amarav hu namarav. Beis achoyis yevomis. You have two sisters. Shenoflu lifnei yavam echad. Again, first two brothers were married to two sisters. And the two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the third brother. Is alocha cholat l'rishayna. Let's say the yavim give chalitza to the first one. To the first one's wife. Ohutru. She's free. She can get married now. Cholas lishniya. Then he goes and gives chalitza to the second sister. The same thing. Hutra. She goes out free. Lamaisa, there's only one yavam here. They both fall to him. He can't be miyavim either one of them. They are chayzuk kosoi. So lochrez, he has to give them both chalitza. So he gives one chalitza. Then he gives the second one chalitza, and they're both free. What about like this? Meisa rishoyna. Let's say the first one died. There's first the first sister fell. There's yet two brothers married two sisters. So one brother died first, and then the second brother died. What's going to be now if then the first wife died? Is mutter b'shniya. You should know you're allowed to be miyabim the second one. Even though at the time when the second one fell to you, liyibim, there was a p'tur on yibim, because she was achayisik kosa, there were two sisters then, and she was potter from yibim. But now when the first wife dies, who is left for yibim? Only the second sister. So you're allowed to be miyabim the second sister. That's what Rav holds. And for sure, if the second sister dies, so then, shemutav rishayna, like if the one brother that's alive didn't do anything yet, first one brother died, then the second brother died, and both his wives fall to the second one. Now, if the second wife dies, so for sure, this third brother is allowed to be miyabim, the first brother's wife, that sister. Why? What's the koshkein? Mishum deheve yivom meshehutra. Because really, when the first brother died, it was only one wife. She was mutter liyibum to all the brothers. Vinesra. But then when the second brother died, since now to the third brother there are two sisters falling, he can't be miyabim either one of them. V'chozer v'hutra. But then when the second sister dies, he again becomes mutter to the first sister. So lachari is tachsel ateirishin. That's a svara. That if she was first mutter, then she becomes asur, we say she goes back to the first heter. But Rav holds, even in the case where the first one dies, so the second one, even though at the time the second sister fell to you, she was also to you right away, because right away she was a chesakuka, but so what? Later when the first sister dies, the second sister is mutter. That's what Rav holds. For Rav Yechanan, no, Rav Yechanan is not like that. Allah is like Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan, no. The klal is meisa shniya. If the second sister dies, then mutter b'rishoyna. Then the first sister becomes hutter again. Like we'll soon see the klal. Avo meisa rishena. But in a case like normal, like the first brother died, one sister. Then the second brother died. So two sisters fall to you. Now meisa rishena, now if the first sister dies, and only the second sister is left, osa bishniya, you're still osa to make yibim with the second sister. My time, what's the Yechon's reasoning? But the klal is like this. She'kol yivama. Anytime your brother dies and his wife falls to you, it's called yivama. She'ein ani kairabo. I do not call. At the time when your brother died, I don't say at that second his wife is Yevama Yovel Leo, I don't say there's a mitzvah Yibum, Harezu Keishasach Shesh Labonin. She's considered not to mock a mitzvah like she had, like as if they have children. V'yasur, she's also Lielam. And that was the case here. When the first brother died, so one sister fell to the third brother. Now, when the second brother died, as soon as he died, his wife never really falls the Yibum to the third brother. Because as soon as the second brother died, now she's a sister to the Zukasoi. The first brother died already, and the third brother didn't do anything to that wife yet. So that wife is still Zaka to you. Now, when the second sister falls to you, as soon as she falls to you, she's also to you. Because she's the sister of your Zika. So since as soon as she falls, there's no mitzvah Yibum, that's the Yechon's klal, she remains also Lielam. Even though later the first sister dies, and the Kura, when the first sister dies, now as she said, the second sister becomes Mutter, nothing doing. If Bishas Nefila, there wasn't the mitzvah Yibum, the Yibum can't come back anymore. That's Rav Yechon. For the Gemara of Rav, less like Haisvar, is it true that Rav doesn't hold this way? They were saying Rav holds, even if the first one dies, still now you could make Yibum in the second one. So you see, he holds, even though she was Osir at the beginning, she becomes Mutter later. For the Gemara, is that true? Rav said like that. Rav said like this. V'yama Rav, kol isha sheinani kareh bo v'shas nefila. Any isha at the time when the husband dies, I don't say yevama yov aleha. For some reason, you can't be miyavmer at that time. At that time, she's a chayzuk d'vasoi. So Rav says, harehi keishasach sheish labonim. She's like an eishasach that has children. V'yasura, and she's also li'elam. So you see, Rav does hold in the sphere of Nesra. So how come Rav holds over here, if the first sister dies, the second sister is mutter? So my answer is, Hani mili hecha de koi biape yisra chaisisha di raisa. That's only in, let's say, a case where the two brothers married two sisters, and now one brother died. So when the one brother dies, right away his wife is also to the brother that's alive now, because it's his wife's sister. So at that second, the raisa, there's no mitzvah yibum. So even if later the brother that's alive, his wife dies, and now Luchura, the Yavama, comes Mutter, Alf Achais Ishtoi, still she's Asa. Rav agrees for that. Because when she's Asa, Midi Raisa, that's called Nesra, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, she remains Asa Liela. Avalacha, what's the case of here? Here the case of the two brothers died, they married two sisters, that they're falling to the third brother. Now the third brother, really, Midi Raisa, didn't marry either one of the two sisters. Midi Raisa, the two sisters, is Mutter to him, like he can give him Yavim either one he wants. Avalacha, Zika, the Rabbanani. That was saying in Homer Sechta, now we hold Yezika, that when the two brothers die, so the two sisters fall to the third brother, it's considered like the two sisters are a little bit married to the third brother. So each one, he can't be Miyabim, you should know that's only a Svar Midirabonin. Zika the Rabonin he. But Avadim Midiraisa, the two sisters have nothing to do with you yet. You didn't marry either one of them yet. Your two brothers died, so both of them fall Yibum. Midiraisa, you could be Miyabim, either one you want. So in such a case, since she's only us and Midirabonin, with Rabbanim, we say, Yeh Zika, she's like a little bit married to you already. So you're like a little bit married to the two sisters. So either one, you want to finish off the marriage, the Nisuyin, it's also with Rabbanim, because she's your wife's sister. But I call upon him, it's only with Rabbanim. So since the Issa Nes was only with Rabbanim, here Rav holds. Later, when the first sister dies, so the second sister does become Mutter. You only say Nes on Anissa the Raisa, not on Anissa the Rabbanim. But tomorrow, Eifer, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yechon. So Yisro Chalini has the Kastra of Yechon. The Klal we had a mission already. Arba Achim, four brothers. Beis Mehem Nesuyim Beis Achoyis. Two brothers married two sisters. Umeisu and Nesuyim Beis Achoyis, and those two brothers died. The Lachar is Arayelu Chotzis Loim Nisiyavmis. The other two brothers that are alive now have to give Chalitza, not Yibum. For the Marv Amai, why? Leikol Chad Menayu Lachetz Lul Lishniya. Know what you do now? Let one brother give Chalitza to the second one that died. V'tevi Rishayna, then the first one's wife, Legavi Ida, to the second brother, should be Kiyavama Shehutra, Venesra, Vachosav Hutra. Like, first we're talking about the two brothers, they died one after another. So when the first brother died, his wife was Mutter to all the brothers. It's only when the second brother died, now there's like two sisters falling to the two brothers, so they're Asa. So it's the second one that calls the Yisr. So the Yisr is now, let one of the brothers give Chalitza to the second one. So she's finished. Now the first one's wife, she should become Hutra now. According to Rav, it's a Kash and Rav. How come it says you have to give Chalitza to both of them? Why can't you be Miyabim the first one after you gave Chalitza to the second one? So Gemara answers, Omalei, so Rav answers back, Enechanami, Achoyois, Eine Yodei Mishonen, Enechanami,
Rav Taka says, I don't know who learned that Mishnah. The Rav Taka argues in the Mishnah, he does not agree with the Mishnah. Says he doesn't know who learned that Mishnah. According to Rav Enechanami, even though the two brothers die, but when the first brother died, his wife was mutter. So when the second brother dies, the two wives become usher. But after you give chalitza to the second one's wife, to, in other words, there were four brothers, so two are still alive, let one of the brothers give chalitza to one brother's wife, and the other one becomes mutter again. So according to Rav, he argues on the Mishnah. For the Gemara of Alei Malei, why didn't Rav answer like this? My chotzah, that's what the Mishnah says, Yatzke b'chalitza, nah mediktoni chotzah schoda, maybe you mean just one Yatzke b'chalitza, to enichnami. You just have to give chalitza to the second sister. And then the first sister, maybe could be miyabim. Gemara says, chotzah is katoni. It says mashma, both, a plural. Both have to have chalitza. For the Gemara of Alei Malei, my chotzah is chotzah b'yalma, we always say, a lashon plural doesn't mean this case. It means other cases. Chotzah, any case of sisters, one has to get chalitza. But the sisters, not this particular case. It means chalitza is the alma. For the Gemara, no. Harei elu katoni. It says clearly, harei elu mashma, both of these two have to have chalitza. For the Gemara of Aleima, the cholas lele rishayin of Resha, let's say we're talking about a case that he gave the first one chalitza. So then the second one was nesra right away. That's the case over here. Yeah. One second. But there's not only Kashan Rav, there's a Kashan Rav Yechanan right now. There's a Kashan Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says, Hutra, and Yechanan holds that if Metchila she was Hutra, then she became Nesra, she becomes Hutra again. So it's a Kashan, not on Rav. It's Kashan Rav Yechanan, but Rav for sure it's a Kashan. But it's even a Kashan Rav Yechanan though. Here and now, Mishnah's Mashm, even the first sister, she was once Mutter to you, she never becomes Mutter again. So you see, you say Nesra. So Mor says, Valema, maybe why didn't Rabbi Yechon want answer to Cholas Lele Rishayin Abresha? Our Mishnah is talking about that they gave Chalitza to the first one. So therefore, who's left? Only the second sister. The second sister was also right away. So Mor says,